worse than that is I have goals I want to achieve, and those goals mainly require money. Hello and welcome back to the podcast, Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. My name is Pairo and I am having a birthday this week. So, today's episode is my 32nd birthday. I can't believe that time has flown this fast. I'm shooketh to my core. But with my birthday coming up, I generally love to do an annual birthday episode for both the podcast and myself, but I'm not happy with where I am in life right now, and don't worry, this episode is not gonna be a pity party. I don't know how long it's gonna be, and I'm sorry in advance, because when I started writing the script for this episode, the ideas just came to me, so I just kept writing. This, as I said, is not a pity party. It is simply a fact that I'm not happy with where I am. But the good news is that a fact is a fact, but you can change the facts. So let's discuss that, shall we? The good thing about my birthday is that it means it is a new beginning for me. And I love a fresh start, so I will definitely be going forth and making the most of it. That said, I do want to talk about figuring out my needs and my wants going forward with this new year of my life that's going to be beginning. Because needs aren't just physical. We need other people, we have emotional needs, we have mental needs. People who are very spiritual, they have that kind of a need. Me as a Piscean, I just need water and large bodies of water. It's a person-to-person thing, but understanding your needs and taking care of yourself is one thing that you need to do on your own, but understanding who you need to assist you in that process is also very important, because we sometimes don't realize that we have people around us that affect us negatively, and we aren't able to see it until we are out of that immediate environment. I tend to always speak about routines and how that helps you either get ready for the day or wind down at night, which is all about making sure you are there for yourself. You have your own back, you are your number one priority, which is definitely applying to me and where I am right now, because you as an individual, and I'm talking to me, I need to make sure I'm eating the good stuff, I'm working out, I'm taking care of my mental health. And sometimes people can sabotage this for you in ways you might even not immediately catch on to, like a sly comment or them not adhering to a boundary you put in place, and you let it slide because, you know, you've been working on your mental health. You don't want to make ructions, but those are people you don't need in your life. And if you can't get rid of them, because sometimes toxic people are unable to just leave, you then need to unfortunately try and avoid them as much as possible or put firmer boundaries in place. And check people when things happen, because I can guarantee you that if you check someone for making a sly comment that you don't appreciate and that is not good for you in whatever capacity, they're gonna be upset, but they'll get over it. Eventually they'll get over it, and if they don't get over it, they can leave. That's just the way it is. It's a boundary that you're putting in place, and if they overstep, they are the ones in the wrong. It's just that simple. Those are needs. When it comes to wants, there are things that you take care of once you've plateaued, so to speak, in terms of your needs. Making sure you are constantly doing your routines, following your habits, making sure you are in a good space and frame and everything, then you can add the wants, which are extra layers to those needs. So sometimes if you are wanting to do a bit of extra skincare on a day, you can do that because that is a want, whereas the need is cleansing, or double cleansing, putting on some serums and moisturizer at night, and making sure to put sunscreen on in the morning. Whereas a want could be going for a full, you know, layers and layers of things on your face and doing the whole nine yards. That's great. If you want to instead save money for a few months and then splurge on expensive products, or even going to a spa, maybe staying overnight or going there for a weekend, do that as well. But understand those are wants, which are add-ons to the needs you have already met. It's kind of like I said in my survival instincts episode, or whatever it was called. You cannot be thriving when you are surviving. The same thing is the needs and wants. You can't be doing wants when you are not meeting needs. It's just not gonna work. Now that we have the distinction, especially from my perspective, because everything's always about me, isn't it? You know, just my podcast, my words, my voice in your ears, honestly. Anyway, now that the distinction has been made, I do want to be honest about where I am. This is not me being vulnerable or whatever. It's like, I'm just honest because this is what this podcast is. It's me. And honestly, I'm going to break it down into segments just to make it easier. But mentally, I am doing well. Okay? Fairly well, to be precise. I've been journaling, which has been great. I've been consistent at it. And a couple of nights ago, I actually had a breakthrough, so to speak. I really delved into some things that I'm going to be working on myself and helping me get better. Not that I'm not good. It's just things have cropped up and journaling has helped me flesh it out a bit more without feeling bad about having these issues, traumas, whatever you want to call it. And that is one thing I'm probably most proud of so far this year, journaling, because I've been doing it very like journal light, where I haven't really delved deep. And this was the first time this happened in a long time. So being able to use journaling as a tool to move me forward emotionally can only help me. Next thing is my physical health, okay? This needs a lot of attention, not gonna lie. Have I been working out? Absolutely not. Have I been getting in more steps every week on average? Definitely yes. I've been making sure to get up a little earlier, walk a bit more in my day, and also try and eat a healthier version of something if I am eating not so great, which it's not the biggest win, but it's not the biggest loss. Like I said, it needs work, and I think it needs active work. What I have been doing is just passive. It's like, oh, I'm just walking a bit more, but I'm not actually focusing on prioritizing, exercising, finding a good rhythm, that kind of thing. I'm not meal planning, meal prepping, ingredient prepping, thinking ahead of what to eat. It's kind of just like open the fridge, stare at it, and then try and have the least detrimental impact on my health from the options, instead of just being more proactive and actually working on something. So that needs a major overhaul, but I have been trying to do better, but it needs help ASAP. So that is definitely something I'm going to be focusing on and actively working on. Like I said, it's been passive, but that's just honestly where I'm at. Next is stress. It's been high. It has been sky high, and especially the fact that I've been searching for a job and it's been almost a year is hard. But worse than that is I have goals I want to achieve, and those goals mainly require money. They aren't things I can slowly work on in time blocks that I take every weekend. They aren't things that I can do in that way. I need to physically spend money on it. So it has been seriously a whole thing, but it has caused me stress. And the reason I mention this particular stress is because stress affects my sleep. And sleep is important to my overall health, because sleep is the foundation of your tomorrow. Sleep is the thing you need. You need good sleep to be well rested in order to wake up and actually take on a brand new day. So that is something I definitely need to work on. As I said, I have been getting up earlier, which is crazy because it's going to bed, not sleeping, getting up early, being exhausted and doing what you need to do, but you're tired, so you fall into bed, but you can't sleep because you're stressed. It's a vicious cycle. So working on my stress will help my sleep. Working on my health will help me sleep. Working on my fitness will help my sleep. Everything works in conjunction. One thing I can tell you that I am not stressed about is the next one, which is the podcast and the subsequent channels I host the podcast on. So it has been business as usual with the podcast. Yes, a little bit late sometimes because it's just a lot, and that's okay. But the thing I'm not happy about is the slacking of the social media, in particular Instagram. I have been wanting to get a good rhythm going with that, and I have not. I've been wanting to find my feet in consistently uploading old episodes to YouTube. That has been so slow that I'm actually behind, and I need to just set time to get a game plan together, figure out what I need to do, how I need to do it, and where I'm going with it. Okay, going aimlessly is not the thing I want to do. So I kind of just want to figure out social media, and I've gotten a good idea of what I want to do. I wrote down a list of ideas because I thought to myself, okay, follow me on this rabbit hole for a second. If there are at least 28 days in a month, sometimes 30, sometimes 31, I need at least 28 days worth of posts in order to make up a calendar month, which is at least those 28 days, and then a few extra to supplement the outstanding days of the month. So I wrote down all the different things I want to make content about, or could potentially make content about, or have made in the past. And I've got over 40 ideas. And now it's basically taking those ideas, converting them into content that I need to plan, and then execute the filming of, and then make sure it looks aesthetically pleasing because I need to schedule them to upload, which is a whole other problem because Instagram, you can pre-schedule things to upload. TikTok, you have to keep it in your drafts and then manually upload. It's a nightmare. I haven't played around with Pinterest, but I need to do that. So there's a lot of moving parts. And then on top of that, I have been posting consistently, but I've felt a bit behind. So I want to be at least 1 week ahead in terms of the podcast. So have one episode ahead that has been recorded, edited, everything, and then have maybe just one episode in the bank if something does happen and I can't upload that week. So be a week ahead, if not a week ahead, have one episode to fall back on, and then for YouTube, upload all the old ones because I'm trying to get to the vlogs. Like, I'm dying to get there, and it's not as easy as just starting to upload the vlogs because by the time I upload the vlogs, I've already referenced a million things either in previous podcast episodes or just something, and it's not fun to be living in two different timelines. That's what I feel like I'm doing at three at this point, because I'm in the present era that I'm living in. I'm living in the past podcast episodes, and then I'm living in the past vlog episodes, but like nothing is merging yet. Side note, before I started recording, I set a ridiculously high goal of uploading previous episodes of the podcast to get to the vlogs, and then a crazy, crazy schedule to upload vlogs and all the episodes. So I'll see what I can get to. I'll see how that works out. Because uploading a vlog a day from a week's worth of footage seems insane. Some people I know have a 3-hour podcast that takes them multiple days to edit. So imagine that with video footage. I don't know what I'm getting myself in for, but I'm excited for the challenge, no lie. So more content to come. I'm ready. I'm excited. Now, to me, all of these past points have been needs. Yes, the podcast is a need because I feel like it's kind of a limb. An extra limb. Have you seen that Mortal Kombat character with like four arms? Like, that's what I feel like. I've got the podcast on one arm and the vlog on another arm, and then social media on another arm, and then just like me on the main arm. Like, there's a lot of moving parts. Those, to me, are all needs, okay? Which brings me to the wants. And once I've gotten to a happy medium of integrating all these things into my life, I will add on my wants, okay? It's a lot. It's a daunting task, but it's something I want to do. I need to get my health in order. I need to get my eating, my exercising, my sleep. Never mind my job that I'm going to need to integrate into my lifestyle. It is something I need to do and find my routine and my happiness. And there are things I want to do as well, like my reading. In Jan, I read a book I had been working on for literal months, and I finished it in January. It's currently Feb, and I want to read a second book. And it was one of the best things I could do for myself, because I would read at night before I go sleep, which means I'm not on my phone. My brain is winding down for the day. I'm not taking in all that blue light, which tends to cause most of the sleeping issues from scrolling on the phone. And it was one of the best habits I've had, and I genuinely enjoyed it. So I have two follow-up books to the book I read in January, which I do want to tackle. But it's a habit I want to build on. However, it's more of a want at the moment, because I have other things I need to just do. But it is something I want to reprioritize, reintegrate it as a habit, and just cement it into my life. But like I said, it's a want at the moment. So once I get my schedules and my routines in order, I will definitely try and incorporate it. But that's one for now. Another want that I desperately want to get into in the future. Sorry for using the word want so many times, by the way. But the next one is my wardrobe. So I attended an engagement party last week, and the outfit I wore was basically a collaboration of things in my closet that I already owned. I did buy two items new, one I'm taking back, one I'm keeping, just because I never wore them. But the one is something I definitely want to incorporate into my wardrobe, and the other one just doesn't work, so it's going back. But playing around with outfits, putting pieces together, it was something I so enjoyed. And it was more of styling my clothes to suit me versus simply just wearing clothes. Okay, sometimes, you know, you just throw on a hoodie, or you throw on a jersey or a sweater, and you just walk out and just like, meh. Whereas taking the time to actually fiddle with different pieces, layer different items, see what works with you, has been so much fun. And I definitely want to do that more in the future, especially for myself. It is more of a mental thing to dress up just for you. I mean, even if I just need to go buy a bread. Slay. That's what I want to do. Slay. So, yeah, that is a want. The next want, once again, same point as the last, except in regards to makeup. So, I had so much fun doing this incredible red glitter eye makeup look for the event, the engagement party, and I was so excited to do it. I bought a couple of makeup staples that are gonna form part of my basic everyday makeup look, but also it can double up for dramatic looks from time to time. And I just had such a chilled time doing my makeup for the event, because I sat at the table, I had all my stuff laying around me, and I just played. It was so much fun. I can't draw a stick man to save my life, but I can play with my makeup on my face. Same. To be, at least. So that is something I want to do more in the future. I don't know how often I'm going to get to it, because I barely wore makeup for the last decade, and over the last few years, it's dramatically gone up compared to prior years. So it is something I'm working on, it is something I'm enjoying, and it's definitely something I want to do going forward. The next want is rearranging things and changing up the decor in my room or in my spaces, because I have a bedroom and a bathroom. I genuinely love changing up things, and I fully believe the saying that change is as good as a holiday. And wanting to change up my space is important to me because with winter coming, I can do kind of an overhaul where I take out the summer things and bring in a winter vibe and definitely make the space and flow of the room much, much better. So that is something I want to do. It's not a need, but it would be nice, especially if I'm organizing things to make my life and routines flow better. Changing up the space, rearranging things, streamlining processes, definitely right up my alley. The last want on my list is one I plan on saving up for. I do have some savings, but this is something extra. And this is for a concert in America for Tate McRae. If you haven't seen anything of hers, stop what you're doing. Go watch it and then come back. She's done incredible performances. Her music videos are insane. Listening to her on Spotify is a whole other level of just incredible vocals. I'm just blown away by her. So I definitely want to see her for her concert in America. She's going to other places, but definitely me wanting to see her is something that I just saw recently, that she's doing a tour, and I'm just like, oh, what if I can squeeze it in? Because as I mentioned before, I am traveling for a wedding later in the year, and her concert dates line up for when I'm traveling. So I think it's just like everything is falling into place, but I am definitely wanting to do that. And if I can swing by America for the concert, I could easily just pop over to China to visit a friend. If you know, you know. And that is something I definitely want to do, but only if I'm by the financial means. Visa applications, passport fees, taxes, all those kinds of things add up real quick. So I definitely want to get those sorted as soon as possible, but I need the funds and the finances to make that happen. I also need to do a bit more research to find the cheapest flights, the cheapest locations, accommodations, tickets for the show, and all those kinds of things. So it's going to take a whole lot of logistics, but I'm down for that. So I'm excited. I'm so excited. And I know I said that was the last want, but it does tie into a bigger understanding of that final want, which is planning bigger things for the future, no matter what is going on in your life. So for me, traveling is great, but just going out more in general is the goal. I do know that because of this destination wedding I have in the family, it's an excuse to travel. It's an excuse for me to travel, because if I don't do it now, I have no idea when I'll get there and what reason I could possibly use, but it's what I'm doing because I can. And it doesn't always have to be this extravagant as it is right now, because I'm going for a wedding. It doesn't always need to be a destination wedding. It doesn't always need to be an overseas trip. It can be something as simple as a local weekend getaway. It can be an overnight stay with a spa day. It can be just a local game reserve weekend at a self-service chalet. It's not that deep. However, I will give you a pro tip if you want to get fancy with it, okay? Real fancy. Spend a day inside, veg out, get your favorite foods, get your favorite snacks, get your favorite drinks, plan it ahead of time, maybe even get some takeaways. And just do whatever you want. If that means watching a movie marathon, do that. If it means watching your favorite series again for the fifth time, do that. Or just reading a book start to finish. Whatever floats your boat, do that. Make the day your own. Don't worry with anyone else. It's all about you. Okay? That said, I can't think of any other wants or needs, but if there is anything else, please feel free to comment and let me know. Or if you have your own little check-in, comment what your different levels are. How is your mental health doing? How is your physical health doing? Or just point out the one thing that you are actually happy with at the moment, whatever it is. Even if it's just like, you know what, I think I've reached my plateau and now I can experiment with my wants. Do that. Valid. So are you. You know, just do that. And let me know, because I will definitely respond. That said, as it is my birthday, I have no plans set in stone. I flip-flop, there's ideas going around, I'm just not sure. So I will definitely be recapping the plans I do eventually have in next week's episode. Just a quick blurb at the beginning. We'll recap whatever it is that I'm doing. But yeah, that is that. The song of this week is one that dropped recently, and I'm so glad the girl's back because Shea Lloyd is incredible. She is so amazing. And this week's song is Head Down by Shea Lloyd. There's a song, there's a video, it all dropped. And this song encapsulates basically what I have been needing to do in my life, which is to literally just put my head down, do the work, and ignore people around me that are toxic, that aren't helping, that are sabotaging, just absolutely not on my side. And I will say this, okay? I am someone who listens very well when something is being pointed out to me that is actually useful. I always mention, you know, this person said that to me, or that one said that to me. And I'm just like, ooh, okay, that maybe made me change my mind about something. But for the most part, I do things my way, but I'm not incapable of listening to good advice. And with this time period I've been going through, from maybe mid-Jan till about now, I've just felt a bit wavering. Like, I'm not sure where I'm supposed to be. I'm just floating. And this song reinvigorated me. And there are just three lines in the chorus I want to highlight. And the lyrics go, so I'ma keep my head down, try and make some money just to get around. Oh, I'm sick of feeling like a letdown. Those lyrics hit me so hard. Because, like, girl, same. I just want to get a job and work. I want to make money and do what I want. And having been rejected for tons of jobs kind of makes me feel like a letdown. And yes, I am keeping positive and looking at the bright side. But, like, after as many rejections as I've gotten, I'm just tired. Like, it's hard, but it's okay. I'm going to keep going. And this song is just, like, put your head down, do the work, keep going, because one day you'll get there. You know, you have to believe in yourself first and foremost. And I'm just like, yeah, I do. So I'm not putting in the work, but I believe. Like, you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't be thriving but surviving. It does not work. So yeah, that is my long spiel. It is way too long for an episode. I'm so sorry. If you have made it this far, thank you so, so much. My voice is gone. It is late at night and I'm exhausted. So I'm sure you are too, having have listened to me this long. If you did, I hope you are an amazing person. I hope you continue to keep trying to be a better being. And I will see you in the next one, when I will be a year older. So, thank you for listening, and love you. Bye.